من بيت نون ألف عمود ألف in almost the middle of the page it's written Tanu Rabbanan it's a Braita. Remember the difference between Braitot and Mishnayot, that Mishnayot and Braitot are from the same generation, from the generation of the Tanaim, but the Mishnayot are stronger. The Mishnayot been took in to the Beis HaMidrash, mean they've been checked many times more by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasih, and he established that as 6 volumes, orders of Mishnah, and those are the Mishnayot. And the other Braitot are from the same righteous people, same generation, but they've been fixed by Rabbi Chiya. And even though that he made a wonderful job, it haven't been fixed as inside the Beit HaMidrash. They were learning that, but it haven't. There is more mistakes in those writings, and doesn't got the stamp of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasih, the Prince of Am Yisrael. So actually, a lot of times that we bring in writings, there are more mistakes in those writings, and not 100% sure that this is exactly how that the wisdom been given to us. So, but Braitot are very strong still. So it's a Braita. Tanu Rabbanan. Shisha dvarim ne'emru. 6 things been said be'isperagus. Not in asparagus. In isperagus. We learned yesterday. Like the Rashi told us that isperagus, it's a cup that people would drink every morning when their stomach was still empty, lirpua, for medicine. So there are 6 obligations, 6 things that we need to keep if we want to have the cure, the medicine out of that isperagus. Ein shotin oto, ela kishehu chai. You're not allowed to drink it in no way else except of when it's alive. What it means alive? We talked about it, that probably we saw that there is 2 kinds of asparagus. One that is based on wine and one that is based on shechav. Okay? That certain kind of drink, or that it's something like beer or certain kind of liquor that be made by other kind of fruit except of grapes, or that it's based on wine, on grapes. So the first thing is that you should drink it live. What it means live? That you haven't poured water into it. It's like that it is. It's that alcohol concentrate.
Not diluted.
Full strength. Not strong. Bizarre.
Strong. Not diluted. Not diluted.
When you put water in a drink, it dilutes. It's getting more, less strong.
Yes. So this is one thing. Umale, and the cup have to be full. It's a question. What's the size of the cup? But they're saying that the cup has to be full. They're not talking about the measure, and they're not saying revi'it or something. They're saying a full cup. Mekablo beyamin, you have to receive it into your right hand. Veshotehu besmol, but to drink it while you're holding it in your left hand. So you accepted it in the right, into the right hand, passing it to the left hand, and then you can drink it.
Umale, it's 1 point, or umale is 5 umale?
You should count if you want.
We'll see at the end.
What? We'll see in the end? Looks like 2, but maybe it's 1. Chai, umale. we should check also mekablo beyamin veshotehu bismol, accepting it with his right hand and drinking it with the left, if it's one or two also. So we're all in four, all in two. Ve'en machzirin oto, and you're not giving it back, means the cup, ela lemi shenetano lo, just only to the one that gave it to you. You're not allowed to hand the cup to a third person. Someone hand it to you, and you're going to hand it only to the same person, and not to someone else. Ve'rak acharav. So it's or five or three. Yes? Ve'rak acharav. And the person have to spit after it. So this is or six or four.
It can be five
also?
No, it can be one.
Only chayu male, it's one, and the other one is two. Ve'en somchin oto ela bemino, this is six. Ve'en somchin oto ela bemino means that you're not allowed to eat after it something that is not from the same kind of fruit that you made that asparagus from it. Means if it's based on wine, you're supposed to eat only grapes after it. If it's made out of figs or some other kind of fruit, so liquor, so you're gonna eat only figs after it. Alright? So yes? Yes? So, but the Gemara is bringing to us another brayta, Vehatanya, that is arguing, wondering, Vehatanya, Ein somchin oto ela bepat. You're not allowed to eat nothing after it except of bread. How can it be that you have one brayta that is saying that you have to eat only a certain kind of fruit, that from that fruit, maybe it can be also wheat, like vodka if I'm not wrong, or
potatoes.
Can be from potatoes, can be from wheat, can be from
corn.
Wheat is scotch.
Scotch. Wheat. You know, you see a lot of options you have here. Don't want to share more with me that I'm gonna know all about you all. You want to share something? No, never drink. I'm not from here.
Whiskey is from
wheat. Great.
Tequila is from cactus.
Oh.
Single
bits
is from plums.
Plums
here.
Wonderful. Is that a shame? Wonderful. So how can it be? One brayta is saying that after drinking a certain kind of asparagus, you're allowed to eat only the same fruit that the asparagus itself been made from, that fruit or grain or something else. But we have another brayta that is saying that after drinking asparagus, you're allowed to eat only bread. So how can it be? Lo kashya, it's not hard. Ha bede chamra, ha bede shichra. One brayta is talking about wine. If the asparagus made out of wine, so you're allowed to eat only bread after it. But if it's any other kind of shichra, of alcoholic liquids, so you have to eat only from the same kind of fruit or grain that alcohol made of. That liquid. Shikra, it's like beer. It's all other kinds of alcohol made, like schnapps or whiskey or all of those.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? Sorry.
Yes. It's not a shame. If it's going to help us not to drink next Shabbos.
So it's talking about either fruits or things that are derived from the same
again from the beginning, from the beginning. We saw a brayta, the dead brayta told us that there are six things been said on the asparagus. You're not allowed to drink it when it's alive and full, means that the cup is with water, it's not good. Not allowed to put water into it and then to drink it, just it have to be concentrated only from the fruit itself, and the cup supposed to be full, to accept it in your right hand ושותהו בשמאל, and to drink it in your left hand. ואין משיחין אחריו, it's not allowed to talk while drinking. When it's written after it, it's written not allowed to talk after it. But it means not to drink while, not to talk while drinking. It means after that you drank a little bit from that cup, don't talk until you're going to finish that cup. Ve'en mafsikin bo, and not allowed to stop from drinking it, means that you have to drink that cup in one shot, bevat achat, as much as you can, according to your abilities. Ve'en machzirin oto, and you're not allowed to bring it back, אלא למי שנתנו לו, just only to the one that gave it to you. You're not allowed to hand that cup to a third person. ורק אחריו, and you have to spit after drinking it. You have saliva, certain kind of water inside of your mouth. You have to take it out after drinking it and not to swallow it. ואין סומכין אותו אלא במינו, and you're not allowed to have something close to it except of his own species. What it means that you're not allowed to eat something after it that is from a different kind of fruit or grain and not from the one that you made that asparagus from. So the Gemara brings another braita, that in that braita it's written behatanya, but we saw en somchin oto ela bepat, that you're not allowed to eat something after it, nothing else except of bread. So suddenly it's not his own species, his own kind, just bread, no matter what. So the Gemara is answering, lo kashya, it's not hard. Habe de chamra, the first braita, the second braita, the braita that was talking about bread, this is the braita that was talking bede chamra, in wine, when that asparagus made from grapes, made based on wine. When it's based on wine, you're not allowed to eat nothing else after it except of bread. Maybe it's the strongest, maybe it's something like that. Ha, bedeshicha. But the first braita that we saw, the braita that said that you allow, that you should eat the fruits from the same kind of fruits that asparagus made of, this is talking when the asparagus is shechar, like beer, like other kinds of alcohol, like vodka, Jack Daniels, and all of those, tequilot v'chule. Yes, Avram?
Liquor.
Wonderful. Tani Chada, we have one braita that said to us, Lela'at. Lela'at, it's the initials, we said?
Right.
Initials of Lev, Lamed. Le, it's the first Lamed, it's two. And then you have three letters. Lamed, Ein, and Tet. Lamed, the second Lamed, it's the first initial. Lev, heart. Ein, it's an I. Tet, Tchol, spleen. So, Yafe, Lelat. It's good for those three. Leramat, Kashe. Two. Those other three things, it's hard. Ramat is the initials of Rosh, head, Me'aim, guts. No, I cannot.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Gets.
I want to. Trust me, I want to. Taf is Tachtoniyut. Tachtoniyut means
hemorrhoids,
but Tachtoniyut means lower teeth. Tachtoniyut. Lower teeth. So, what's lower teeth? Lowless. Lowness, tachtoniyut, the lowest part of the of things. So it's chorim, it's hemorrhoids. Okay. Yes. I don't remember. In page Nun Aleph, almost in the middle, after a little bit after the middle, two lines before the white lines. Good question. We learned the halakha that actually if something, but we have an issue here. So, lemaisa, we learned the halakha that even if it's a medicine, but there is a good taste to that medicine, like syrup or something like that, so you should say bracha on it. This is one thing. The second thing here is that we said that if wine, for an example, is strong and concentrated and you haven't add water into it, you're not allowed to say bracha on it because it's too concentrated. And we said the only way, not today, we're not talking about. Oh, you're saying maybe not to say a geffen, just to say a etz or a pri a etz. We learned that, right? We learned that. So maybe you should say a etz. Okay. By pshat, if you can drink it, so and it got a good taste, so you should say bracha on it. What the bracha gonna be if it's made out of wine, if it's made out of grapes, and you haven't added water into it? Or that it's not also like that second liquid that they said, kuriati, that they add pepper and honey to it. It means that it's going to be too strong to drink it. We don't know what that asparagus contains. We just know that it's based or on wine or on liquor, another kind of alcohol. But we don't know what else there is in it. Maybe there is egg in it, maybe there is, I don't know what. So, maybe we should check. Someone is looking for homework. Avram, I just ask. So, we have one brayta that is saying that for the heart and for the eye and for the spleen, it's good. But for the head and the guts and the hemorrhoids, it's hard. V'tanya idach, but we have another brayta that contradicts that brayta. That saying, leramat yafe, lelaat kashe, the totally opposite opinion. That to the heart, to the eye, to the spleen, it's bad. And to the head, to the guts, and to the hemorrhoid, it's good. How can it be? The Gemara is answering, lo kashya, it's not hard. How can it be not hard? No. Habe de chamra, habe de shichra. One is when the asparagus made out of wine. One is when the asparagus made out of other kinds of fruits, means other kinds of liquor. So, brayta aleph, just that you're going to know. The first brayta that we said, that to the eye, to the heart, and to the spleen, it's good. That one is talking about wine. When it's on wine, it's good to the eye, to the heart, and to the spleen. And it's bad for head, guts, and hemorrhoids. Habe de shikra, the second brayta, it's talking about other kinds of liquor. Over there, it's the opposite side. It's good for head and guts and hemorrhoids, and it's bad for the eye, for the heart, and for the spleen.
When it's other
kinds of alcohol. So if the person has both of the problems, what he gonna do? One day you're gonna drink beer, second day you're gonna drink wine, and then you're gonna have a third problem that is alcoholism.
I once heard that the Gemara gives refuahs, it's true.
And even more so when Rabbeinu forbidden us from drinking, Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, one time Rabbi Nathan, the student of Rabbeinu, came with Rabbi Naftali, the other student of Rabbeinu, to Rabbeinu. And Rabbeinu was praising a certain liquor that he had over there, and he told them, here, drink. And he gave them a very, very small cup, and he haven't filled it until the end. And when he handed it to Rabbi Nathan, he told him, drink, plural, means both of you, from that small cup, half of that small cup. And Rabbi Nathan is saying, from that I understood how much Rabbeinu wants us to be stay away from drinking alcohol. Not to drink at all. Drinking twice a year, alcohol. Once in Pesach, in four cups, if we're able to drink like that, and in Purim. This is it. Even in Kiddush, in Shabbat, we're drinking Tirosh. We want to add a little bit to fix the taste or something. This is the opinion of Rav Shalom Arush of Chassid Breslev. This is what we should do. It's written. Vodka. They told us the explanation. They told us what's the explanation of the word vodka. Our water. The Russians are calling vodka our water.
Small water.
What?
Little water.
Sanea Mulcair, there is a Minyan breast there.
What can we do? Rabbeinu said not to drink. There is no doubt about it's not enough. Rabbeinu said not to drink. Rabbeinu know what he's saying. Rabbeinu said not to drink. All of our work, all of our effort in this world, is to clarify our mind from the imaginations. To be normal, to be straight already. That we're not going to fall to imaginations. If you're drinking, if you're smoking, I don't know what, you're taking I don't know what. So all of those drugs are making more imaginations into the mind of the person. And just erasing thousands and thousands of rebukes and classes and wisdom, things that you achieved already in your life, that you clarified to yourself. And now with one drink, one alcohol, you're losing everything. When you're going to be sober, you're not going to be the same. You know that you're not the same after that you've been sober. You're not the same. Even a drop, you're saying to yourself, no, it's not damaging so much. You're right, not so much, but some, a little bit. If it's easy for you to drop small things that you achieved until today, it's not that you're so rich, that you're a genius, that you can afford yourself to be pazran. I say pazran. Pazran. To the things gonna fall and all right. So what? I lost one Mishnah, so what? But I know all of the rest. Like we said yesterday, we don't remember the numbers of our shoes. We need a lot of Siyata Dishmaya. Every small piece of information, of wisdom that we already got, have to be so precious for us, so important that you don't want to lose it. When you're going, you're letting yourself be with all of lust and desires. What?
It's good if we don't know the numbers of us.
If you have control, Bezrat Hashem, you're going to bless me in the end of the shiur. I want to bless me someone that has control. If you're that hero that can conquer the Yetzer Hara, that your heart is in your hand, like the righteous people, that their heart belongs to them, that they are deciding if to have a lust or not. As that we know that after that we saw this is it, we don't have no control, we cannot say that we are holding our Yetzer. Holding your Yetzer means that you can see something and you're going to decide if you're going to have a desire for that or not. If you're standing in that, you're not waking up from nothing. Nothing is exciting you, nothing. You're just calm and relaxed and settled, miyushav. If you're strong like that, stable totally, you can drink, you can do whatever. Baba Sali was drinking tons of alcohol, of arak, bottles of arak, one after the other. It wasn't affect him in that way. He had that ability. He was so straight. You can see a Rav in Purim. You can see us also in Purim. When we're drinking wine in Purim, you're going to see that it's totally different wine than other people that drink wine. And especially in Purim. Why? Because before that we're drinking wine in Purim, we're praying. Have a very long prayer that we're praying before every cup, and we can drink a few bottles of wine, and you're going to talk to us, and you're going to see that we're totally sober in Purim after three bottles of wine. And you're going to see what's going on outside in the streets in Purim. People are falling like flies.
But his budget is so important in Purim.
The prayers are so important. Their prayers are building the vessels that the person can have the ability to accept the wine. And that the wine will not gonna damage you. If you have enough prayers and filot. Now, I read once the book, there is an amazing book of Carlos Castaneda. Carlos Castaneda. It's a wizard from South America that is sharing his information of how he, in his culture, using very hard drugs from made of cactus and plants and peyota, datura, and a lot of kinds of drugs. And over there he's explaining on ways of tradition that they had from their fathers and forefathers, and they knew how to use those drugs. Now you take a 15-year-old kid, let him use that drug, you killed him. This is it. He's scratched for life. No, nothing gonna save him. He lost his mind. He doesn't have the ability. When Borei Olam created those plants, those drugs, they had a certain medicine in it, certain use. So if the person have a tradition or a knowledge or vessels or abilities to use those drugs, to use those alcohol, even alcohol,
There is a certain reason for what you use alcohol. It's written. Nichnas yain yatsa sod. You brought wine in, secrets comes out. So if you know how to drink, you're going to see that you're talking secrets of Torah because of that wine. But if that person is a dumb person, that he doesn't have the ability, so he's opening his mouth and you see he's ignorant, he's silut, that he's talking nonsense out of his drinking wine. The secret that he's dumb is being revealed. If a person is righteous and stable and holy, he can drink. But if not, and every one of us, alright, we can check ourselves before Shabbos. If you see that you're a righteous man, and you can drink, maybe. Rabbeinu said not to. But if you're wiser than Rabbeinu, who am I to contradict you? You listen to me, Abba?
Because I'll say that wine gives simcha.
Wine gives simcha. Wine gives simcha.
People say, wow, okay, I want to have simcha, so...
People can say. There is another chazal and another chazal. It's written that if the person drank it, he's going to be rosh, he can be a head. But he haven't purified himself, so he's going to be rash, poor. So, like we said on the Limud HaTorah, also Torah, it's water, it's life, it's chayimim lemotzehem. But a person can drink it and enjoy from it and to die because of it. Rabbi Yochanan was crying on his deathbed because he didn't know if he's going to heaven or to hell. Rabbi Yochanan, he had a doubt. That he never walked Dalet Amot without feeling, that he never stopped from learning Torah, always memorizing by heart, knew all of Shas, all of Gemara, all of Talmud Yerushalmi, Bavli, all wisdom, Sichat Ofot, Kabbalah, all everything. So, and he was afraid. So us, we're not afraid. This is our problem. The problem is we're not afraid. We're sure. Oh, I'm learning. I'm drinking. Going to be happy. Welcome. There was a reason why you haven't heard the shiur yesterday.
You haven't what?
That you haven't heard the shiur yesterday.
Was it too hot, too fiery?
Yeah, even
for like the coffee that's filling me hot?
Yes, it was hotter than the coffee that's spilled in me.
It's on the internet.
It's on the internet, though.
Featured podcast on the front page.
But it's turbocharged. It's not for Americans.
He's from Canada.
Even worse.
It's even worse.
just look for a picture that says Homeland Security.
Oy vey security. Huh? So, Bezrat Hashem, we're continuing Montreal.
It's hot.
So, yes, Bezrat Hashem. So, we answered, we said that if a person is drinking that Isperagus based on wine, so it's good for the heart, to the eye, to the spleen. And if he's drinking it based on other kind of liquor, so it's good for head, guts, and hemorrhoids. Tani Chada, there is one brayta on that liquid that calls Isperagus. Rak acharav loke, that if the person spit after drinking it, so he gonna be sick in a certain disease. There is a certain disease that if the person spit, so he lost, maybe we can call it immunity. How you say that?
Some
germs, positive germs, immunity, something, ability. If he's spitting, so he's losing it and he's gonna be sick from the alcohol, from that liquor. Vetanya idach, and a second brayta, lo rak, if he haven't spit acharav, after it, loke, then he's gonna be sick. So how those two brayta's gonna say? Lo kasha, it's not hard. Ha bedechamra, the first one is on wine, means that if he is spitting, he's gonna be sick, means not to spit, it's on wine, means that after that you drank it with wine, you're not allowed to spit, and then you're gonna be healthy. And if we're gonna spit, he's gonna be sick. Veha ha, the second one, bedeshichra, is another kind of liquid that if alcohols, that if he spit, it's good and he's gonna be healthy. And if he's not gonna spit, that's gonna make him sick. Lo aleno. So for us, we're exempt from the tisperagus. Don't need to check if to spit, not to spit. Don't have it. Can make asparagus salad in the morning. Asparagus. Asparagus salad. Great for you.
Why is the Gemara talking so much about this medicine? We don't even know what it is. We don't
have that asparagus? No, we for sure know. There is other Gemara that is explaining for sure all of the details and what it's made of. For sure, no doubt.
But there are probably thousands of medicines like this. They pick one and talk about this so much.
Good question. First of all, in that generation, it was probably very important drug. And people would use it daily, like that Rashi said. In that Rashi said, Kos Shayu Shotim Kol Boker. People would drink it every morning on empty stomach, lefua, for health. So, erased it. Rabbeinu had a book that in that book was written all medicines for all. For all, like a Chizkiyah, of all medicines for all sicknesses, and he erased it. Like Chizkiyah, from the same reason that in the Sefer Amidot he had a chapter on Refuah that he erased almost all of it, because he didn't want people to count on those Sgulot, on those plants. He wanted the eyes to be only to Hashem. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Hashta, now, the Amar that you said, Lo rak acharab loke, that if the person drank it and haven't spit after it, he gonna be sick. Meimav nizrakin afilu bifnei ha-melech. His water gonna be thrown out, means you're allowed to spit, even in front of the king. Means you're not gonna be afraid, even from the king, that it's not derech eretz to spit in front of the king. But if it can make the person sick, chas v'shalom, of course he should spit and not to be sick, chas v'shalom. Wonderful. Amar Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha. Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha said, Shlosha dvarim, three things, Sachli Suriel Sar Hapanim. The angel that his name is Suriel, and he was Sar Hapanim, the minister of the face of the Creator. Rashi is telling us that he was it's a very important angel. So Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha is telling us that angel told him three important things. First, he told him, "Al titol chalukha shacharit, don't take your cloak in the morning in shacharit, your clothes, miyad hashamash." From the hand of your helper, Vetilbash, and then dress yourself. Take your clothes by yourself. Don't wait that your helper is going to bring you your clothes. Okay?
Don't wait
for something that I do.
Stop hiding yourself. We know that you are indeed a righteous man, Tzadik Nista. Ve'al titol yadecha, and don't wash your hands, mimi shelo natal yadav, from a person that haven't washed his hands. Means if you have a helper that haven't made netilat yadayim, or your wife that haven't made netilat yadayim, that she or he will not gonna pour water on your hands to make netilat yadayim in the morning. And if you're thinking that it's so rare, so I'm gonna tell you that we have avrech here in the yeshiva. A breath that actually doesn't learn so much, and is mamash, one of my best friends, that every time that he's coming to the house, his wife is calling all of the kids and standing them in one line that they're all gonna stand, and she's commanding them nicely that they all have to kiss the hands of their father, that he just came from the Beis Midrash, that those hands learn Torah all day long, he was learning Torah. And this is how that she's educating the kids in that house. I'm not allowed to tell you who is it, but it's one of the Avrechim from our yeshiva. So those things exist. We don't want them in our houses. I'm telling you, you don't want them. It's not going to help you at all. But it exists.
Even the goyim who are helping, they
don't have tum'ah, they're not contaminated, because they don't have purity, so they don't have tum'ah.
There's no chiyuv to the natwa.
Yes. ואל תיטול ידיך, we said, ואל תעמוד לפני הנשים, and don't stand in front of women, בשעה שחוזרות מן המת, when they're coming back from funeral, from the dead person that been buried, when they're coming back, no, I jumped. ואל תחזיר, and don't bring back כוס אספרגוס, the cup of אספרגוס, אלא למי שנתנו לך, just only to the one that gave it to you, מפני, because, שתחספית, because of a group of demons, that their name is תחספית. You remember that we learned it in the Gemara, on Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, that he was the son of Abaye, that one time he wanted Bli Neder, he wanted to see the demons. There is a verse that is saying Yipol mitzidcha elef urvava miminecha, that there are 1,000 demons on the left side of the person and 10,000 on his right side, urvava miminecha. So he wanted to see those demons, so he took the placenta of a black female cat, that she is a daughter of a black female cat, three generations. And he burned it, and he took that ashes of that black placenta and put it into his eyes. And when he saw that, he lost his mind. He lost his mind when he saw. He lost his mind. And Rabbanan were praying on him and brought him back from craziness. So you can see that even that you know the secrets and you know the how to and which, what to do, Rabbi Bar Abaye couldn't handle that. Rabbi, the son of Abaye, couldn't see them. So, don't hand it to that cup of Yisviragus to someone else except of the one that gave it to you, because the dead group of demons, Shetechaspit, their name, ואמרילה, and there is another opinion to say that it's another group, אסטלגנית של מלאכי חבלה, a group of damaging angels, means demons, מצפין לו לאדם, they're waiting for that person, ואומרים, and they're saying, אמתי יבוא אדם, when that person gonna come לידי אחד מדברים הללו, to fail in one of those three things, וילקד, and gonna be trapped. So there is a group of demons, lo alenu, that are waiting that a person is going to fail in one of those three and going to be trapped to accept the cloaks from someone else in the morning, to wash your hands from someone that haven't washed his, and to hand the cup of Isferagus to someone else and not to the one that handed to you. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said, שלושה דברים סך לי מלאך המוות. Three things the angel of death told me. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said that. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, we know, he was very friendly with the angel of death. He even tricked him before that he was supposed to die, to pass away. The angel of death and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi were learning together. Always they were chavruta, sitting and learning together. It's written, Rabbi Yehuda Ptaya, and more Chachamim said that the angel of death, it's the biggest angel of them all. He's got 1,000 eyes. Yes, so he's the biggest angel of them all, and he's a very holy angel, and he's got a job of killing people. So Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, he was the chavruta of Malach HaMavet, he was learning with him. You remember that story that one day Malach HaMavet came to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi and told him, look, it's the time that you should die. So Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi told him, look, it's written that the righteous people, you let them see their place in heaven before. Can you let me see my place in heaven? So he told him, yes. All right. And they walked. He walked with him to heaven. And then he asked him, look, you're frightening me all of the time with your, I say, it's a knife? It's not a knife. It's a
sword.
Sword. You're frightening me with your sword. Can I hold it, please? So he told him, yes, if you're so afraid. So, yes, he was counting on let him hold his sword. When they came to the wall in front of the heaven of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi jumped above the wall with the sword of the angel of death, jumped into heaven and made an oath, I'm not coming out of here. And this is it. The angel of death went crazy. He didn't know what to do. He made an oath. He cannot go out from heaven. He's still alive. He never died. Heaven killed him. So he went up to court, to heaven, and complained on Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. He's stolen my sword. And he jumped into heaven with no permission. What's going on? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, that he said judgment was that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked if Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, he wanted him to break, to cancel his oath. So he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi always, all of his life, was keeping all of his oaths, all of his shavuot, he will not going to break that oath also, and he's going to stay in heaven. But if he broke in one of them, so he should go out. He's going to break that also. They checked, and he haven't break no oath in his life, and he stayed over there. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, please, to give the sword back to the angel of death, because he's got a lot of job, and people are waiting in line outside, so please. And he handed him the knife and stayed in heaven. And Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi is one of the 10 righteous people that haven't died and went up to heaven without dying, like Eliyahu Hanavi, like Batya Bat Paro, like Serach Bat Asher. There are 10 righteous people that went up to heaven and never died, like Hanoch. Hanoch also went up to heaven without dying. I heard from, just because you want to hear.
Next
story. What can I do? I have my Yetzirah.
It's the truth.
Yes, it's the truth. I'm not lying. Baruch Hashem. So, Rabbi David Chaim Stern, the hidden tzaddik, that is a famous rabbi, but is also a hidden tzaddik, he told the Rav Shalom, and I was there to hear it, and he told him that when his father passed away, I told you that once, that when his father passed away, so in the end of the Shiva, in the seventh day of mourning, he went into his room and sat to the table where his father was serving Hashem in that room. And suddenly he saw his father over there. And he went to kiss his hand, like that he kissed the hand of Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev when he saw Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev in his sukkah. And Rabbeinu let him kiss his hand, but his father didn't give him the hand to kiss. I heard him saying that. It's amazing. I cannot believe it. And he said that he tried to kiss the hand of his father, and his father didn't let him. But then his father told him what happened with him when he passed away. He said, when I closed my eyes, immediately I went up to heaven. Immediately when he passed away, he went up to heaven, and he haven't saw the angel of death, he haven't died. He just went up straight to heaven. He didn't have no sorrow and nothing, no trial, just went up straight to heaven. The father, Avshalom, told me that his father was holding all of Chassidei Breslev with money of charity of tzedakah. He was honoring Chassidei Breslev very, very much. Okay, so Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said that he heard three things from angel of death. Al titol chalukha shacharit miyad ha-shamash v'tilbash. Don't take your cloak in shacharit from the hand of your helper and wear it. Means wear it by yourself. Ve'al titol yadecha, and don't wash your hands mimi shelo natal yadav, from someone that haven't washed his hands. And then he's saying the different thing, not like the first one that you saw. Ve'al ta'amod lifnei anashim, and don't stand in front of women b'sha'a shechozrot min hamet, when they're coming back from escorting the dead. Mipnei, because the angel of death is saying, She'ani merakedu ba lifnehen, that I'm dancing and coming in front of them. V'charbi beyadi, and my sword is in my hand. V'yesh li reshut lechabel, and I have the permission to ruin, to destroy, to kill. What?
To kill people.
To kill people that are looking, watching at women.
Standing in front of women.
Ve'ipagah, ma'ita kanateh. So the Gemara immediately asks, so if he met women, if now he's standing in front of women and they're climbing from the funeral house, well, what are we going to do from the grave house? Graveyard. Sorry. Ipaga, Maita Kanate, what's gonna fix him? Linshof mi duchte, he have to jump from his place. Arba amot, dalet amot, 2 meters. He have to jump from there. Nothing. There is no tikkun. Jump away, you have to run away. Ikanahara, even if there is a river, you're gonna jump to the river? Leavre, cross the river, you have to run away. Veika adakha khrina, and if there is another way, another path, go in that. Leizilba, run in that. Veika guda, and if there is a wall, liku achora, have to stand behind that wall. Hide yourself. No options, run away. Veilo, and if not, lehaderape, go away. Turn back, turn your back to those women, and go away from there. Veleima, and you should say, it's not enough. You saw them, this is it. You're in a problem. Even to walk away, it's not enough. You have to say, Veleima, Vayomer, the verse, Vayomer Hashem el HaSatan, that Hashem said to the devil, Yig'ar Adonai Becha HaSatan, Hashem gonna
denounce
you, Ve'ig'ar Adonai Becha, and he's gonna denounce you, HaBocher B'Yerushalayim, the one that is choosing Jerusalem to destroy it, Chas Shalom. Halo Ze'ud Mutzal Me'esh, this is a piece of wood that is safe from the fire. You cannot burn Jerusalem. So you need you to be Jerusalem in that moment and to say that verse to be saved from the devil. Begomer ad dechal femine, until that the women gonna walk away. You need to say that verse again and again and again and again. What?
Keep that verse in your pocket.
No, I don't keep that verse in my pocket. But now that you started with me. Okay, Rashi. Tanu Rabbanan. Rashi. El Achai. El Achai. You're not allowed to drink it, that wine, alive. She'eno mazug. That you haven't add water to it. En mafsikin bo. Not allowed to stop. Ela shoteu bevat achat, that is asparagus, just to drink it in one shot. Ve'en somchin oto le'echol acharav miyad, not allowed to eat immediately after it. Bedechamra, in wine, smichato bepat, you're allowed to eat after it only bread. Bedeshichra, when it's other kind of liquor, smichato bemino, you're allowed to eat something close to it only if it's from the same kind. Im shechar te'enim, if it's liquor of figs, sumcho be'te'enim, you're allowed to eat figs. Ve'im shel tmarim, and if it's from dates, hu sumcho be'tmarim, you're allowed to eat dates after it. Loke becholi, gonna be sick. Bedechamra, in wine, lo yirok, will not gonna spit. Bedeshichra, in other kinds of liquor, im lo rak, if he will not gonna spit, maim abayim befiv, water that comes into his mouth, means saliva, acharav, after it, loke, he's gonna be sick. So after drinking that liquor in the morning, have to spit. After wine, not allowed to spit. Afilu bifnei ha-melech, even in front of the king, yirok ve'al istaken, he will spit and he will not gonna put himself in no danger. Suriel, malach chashuv lavo lifnei ha-kadosh baruch hu, an important angel to come in front of the Creator. Al titol chalukha shacharit miyad ha-shamash, don't take your cloak in shacharit in the morning from the hand of your helper. Ela ata be'atzmecha telehu, just you yourself take it mimakom shehu sham, from the place that it's over there, ve'til beshenu, and wear it by yourself. Tachsepit shem chaburat shedim, it's a name of group of demons. Istel ganit shem chaburat malachei chabala, it's a name of a group of damaging angels. And they're saying to themselves, "Ematayi avo adam lidei echad min hadvarim halalu v'ilaked." When a person gonna come to one of those things and gonna be trapped? Rabbi Ishmael ala larakia. Rabbi Ishmael went up to heaven al yedei Shem, with a name. Bebraita de maase merkava. In the Braita that talks about the holy chariot that I explained to you about it, this Braita, the same Braita that is telling about Rabbi Nechunia ben Akana. Rabbi Ishmael, he was the first student of Rabbi Nechunia ben Akana. He was the one that gave that advice to bring that piece of cloth and to put it. You remember me telling you that? To put it on him, that he went back by that, a contamination. That was him. It was that Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha. Rabban Gamliel, that he was the Nasi in that generation, he came to Rabban Gamliel and he came to Rabbi Ishmael and asked him, told him, "Yoach Gavra Rabba, you're a huge man, an important man. You're the only one that can approach Rabbi Nechunia ben Akana and to bring him back. You're his student." So Rabbi Yonatan ben Uziel, that it's written on Rabbi Yonatan ben Uziel that every bird that was flying above him would burn in the fire of his limud. He was sitting on the floor in front of Rabbi Nechunia ben Akana when Rabbi Nechunia ben Akana was teaching. He was sitting on the floor, on the earth. Guda Kotel, a wall. Kosher Bracha, it's the next year. Thank you very much.
He was the lowest of all the Talmidim, right? He was the one. You could burn birds.
Oh, I don't know. Only a bird, only one bird.